Welcome to Seven Laws Blog UK. I'm David, and today's post is called Back to Basics. Back to Basics. I live in the UK. My brother and sister are probably more into politics than I am, with my brother having taken a school course in politics, or whether in university, and my sister being a voter, both of whom have probably better knowledge than me of current affairs. My brother mentioned a choice that the political parasites and the voting chattel have to make with regards to something called Brexit, how the country will leave the European Union. You know, even mentioning those words, country and European Union, highlights for me how the words I feel compelled to use are ambiguous distractions with regards to what is actually happening. The country leaving? What does that mean? The individuals that make up the occupants of a landmass? The politicians that make up the visible part of the gang called government? And leaving what? The European Union? A union of what? Politicians that didn't have a cloak of mob rule, so-called democracy, to legitimize their control over the legislation that would affect the disparate people groups that live in the fiction called Europe? And the amount of weight given to such a linguistic ambiguity, where, if the wrong choice is made, people paint predictions of pandemonium, poverty and pain. Yeah, just a bit of alliteration there. But people make it sound as if the world, or Britain, would end. So much is invested financially and emotionally by so many. When my brother brought up the sort of deals the British politicians would have to make to leave the European set of politicians, it reminded me of why I do my best to dissociate from politics, or at least the volitional support of it. I said this. I think when you run a system based on theft, coercion, and against God's laws, the choices you'll choose in and for that system will always be immoral. It brought my mind back to what should be my basic values, the seven laws. And in my mind, the seven laws are the standard for humanity, for all of us, for the attempts at control that politicians create called laws. Where I live, the politicians put laws on the books, or sustain such laws that go against the seven laws, that oppose those laws, the seven laws. For me, it is that simple. God makes law forbidding certain evils. Wannabe gods, politicians, make laws permitting and protecting evil. Playing with the superficial, in effect, legitimizing the band of wannabes, can't create a better world. I'm sure people find a lot of importance in politics and see it as an avenue for meaningful change. But for me, as long as the roots drink from a poison stream, the fruit can't be a remedy, only another form of poison. That's it. That's the post. Thank you very much for your time. Hope you have a great day.